Stories from the Past. Stories from the Lives of the Infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's episode of The Lantern. I think it goes without dispute that one of the most important, essential, vital factors that can make any relationship, whether it's platonic, romantic, business, friendship, whatever, any family ties, even with strangers, any relationship work out properly, is communication. Communication doesn't just mean the use of words. It means the ability to transfer information between two or more people. And this description often relies on several other factors in addition to words and verbs. Let's listen to a short little anecdote that I remember often when I'm at a loss for words or my voice rises a bit more than its usual resting place. It's an interesting one. Let's listen to it real quick and we'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. So welcome to another episode of Lantern with a nice story. The title of today's story is Language of Love. A wise old man saw his grandson having a heated discussion with his wife. He asked his grandson, "Why do you raise your voice when you are arguing with your wife?" Grandson said, "I lose patience when she doesn't understand my point of view, and that is why I raise my voice." Grandfather said, "But your wife is close enough for her to hear you even when you say the same sentence in a calm manner. Why do you have to raise your voice?" His grandson said, "I raise my voice so that my voice is heard and I can also let out the steam by raising my voice." Grandfather said, "That is not the exact reason for you to raise your voice. The real reason is that when you're angry with your wife, your heart moves away from her heart. So even though you are physically close to each other, you feel that you are far away from one another and hence raise your voice." His grandson replied, "If that is the reason for raising the voice, what do we do when we are in love?" Grandfather said, "When two people are in love, their hearts are close to each other. Even if you whisper softly, you both can hear very clearly. At such time, one can communicate with the loved ones even through the language of silence." Yes, as William James says, whenever you're in conflict with someone, there is one factor that can make a difference between damaging your relationship and deepening it. That factor is attitude.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
A I don't really necessarily want to focus only on the volume of our speech, though that is the apparent moral of the story, but it could also be like a representation or symbolic to how the quality of the things we say are really, really important. Often we find we say something to someone and we didn't really mean anything by it, but the tone of our voice, the tone which we used in order to convey our message, didn't really sit well with them. And they would say in response, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. And presentation is absolutely everything. In every field, in food, in media, in speech, in meeting with people, you know, the way they present themselves, that first impression that they make, means everything to us. And also, as the Ahadith tell us, the way we speak is a representation of our character, our choice of words, the tone of our voice, whether it's lenient or harsh or rough or soft and gentle and kind, the volume of our voice, whether we speak with a set, with a resting, somber, calm tone, or whether we yell and are constantly sound, absolutely exasperated. And all of that has an effect on the other person and often what they pick up from what we said. Sometimes something sounds a certain way in our head, but when the frequencies are released into the air and it reaches the other person's ear, they hear something entirely different. I know this has happened to me more than one occasion, and it's caused so much misunderstanding and so much hurt and so much upset, which were absolutely unintentional. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam states many invaluable and deep, insightful ahadith regarding the quality which one's speech must possess. His Eminence often advised his followers, his companions, his soldiers, not to swear, not to use bad, profane words, because again, that's a representation of who we are as a person, whether we are noble and polite and well-mannered, or we are vulgar and base and probably have anger management issues. He often, we hear this hadith often from him, that speaks before he thinks, and a wise person thinks before they speak, which means we have to really meticulously analyze the things that we choose to say, because number one, we never know how other people are going to hear it. Number two, if it's not beneficial, if it's not going to help make any situation better, if it's not going to help make someone feel better, then there is really no point in saying it at all. In fact, our scholars and our mystics and even our Islamic leaders have all emphasized on the fact that one of the tools which can aid us on the path of wayfaring and mysticism is to lessen our speech. And our ahadith tell us that that is the sign of piety, or a person who's more focused on the remembrance of Allah, one of the signs is that they will speak less. Or another hadith that tells us when the mind, the intellect becomes complete, the words lessen. So basically, the point here is that we really, really need to be super aware, super mindful, super careful and vigilant about the way we speak, what we say, and who we say it to. We can try that. Try it for a day, try it for a week, and see the difference it makes, it creates in your peace of mind and in your relationship with others. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.